God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You don't give to get. You get to give. And Paul tries to address this. In Ephesians, he says, those of you that stole, stop stealing. Get a job so you can have to give to those who need. Now, the question comes, if I give out what I have, then who's going to supply my need? Philippians 4, my God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches and glory. In other words, God can never go bankrupt because the earth is his and the fullness thereof. If you're broke, you're not living by faith. You're living by sight. You got two fish and five barley loaves, and no one has been your Andrew to tell you to bring what you have to Jesus. You're holding on to it. You're holding on to it. I'm not talking about saving. Savings are practical because God even promises in Deuteronomy 28 to bless your storehouse. But I am talking about selfishness and greed. This multiplication, watch this. I don't know if you thought about it, but the multiplication of the fishes and loaves was dependent upon the little boy's lunch. You said, Jesus did that. No, the little boy did. What if that little boy had been raised in the city? And said, I ain't giving you my lunch. You come near me, I'll cut you. My mother gave me this. It's just some little sardines and biscuits. Because when you hear loaf, you think of, 20 slices. No, it's just little biscuits, little barley loaves. That miracle could not have happened had he not had faith in Andrew to allow him to bring him to Jesus. You're stopping your own blessing. Romans 10 says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is it about the word of God that creates faith? Number one, the word of God is spiritual. It's spiritual. It's designed for your spirit mind. The word of God is not designed for your emotional response. You have it, but it's not designed for that. I can read passages of the word of God that set my soul on fire. Then I can read passages where I want to hide in the closet and say, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. So it's not always designed for that emotional response that we love to give. Amen. I don't amen everything in this Bible. Bless them that curse you. I don't amen that. I struggle with that. The Lord was dealing with me after our prayer. He said, I want you to go back on Wednesdays, and I want you to teach the fruit of the Spirit. Wow. I said, God, come on, that's elementary. He was dealing with heavy stuff. You want me to come in? He had them in grad school. You want me to go back to kindergarten? He said, yep. I said, what's so dynamic about the fruit of the Spirit? He said, the character is what's missing in church. He said, people are looking for power without character. If we get character, we have power. Faith comes because of what you hear. But you got to be very careful because Jesus says, be careful how you hear it. He never said, be careful what you hear. He said, be careful how you hear it. Watch. Guy comes up to you. He's got a Rolex in his hand. Okay? And when you look at that and he says to you, I got this watch here. I'll sell it to you for $500. Now, you know Rolex is about 20 grand, and you're going to get it for $500. Why would you ask him, is it hot? Here's what you're going to hear. No, it ain't stolen. My aunt left it to me when she died. So you want it so badly that you heard it, listen, through the ears of avarice, selfish richness, greed. Because you heard it through greedy ears, you can justify it. You can justify adultery. We just having lunch. See, it's not adultery till it becomes breakfast or dinner. Because breakfast means we woke up together, and dinner means we're going to bed. But if it's just lunch, that, you know, it's okay. Why? Because that's how you hear it. We just friends. Jesus said, be careful how you hear. How you hear. Well, God don't mind us sitting together and you counseling me. Listen carefully. Everything you hear affects your faith. Because he said faith comes by hearing. We think that's only referring to the word of God in context. It is. But when you look at it from a psychological perspective, everything you hear affects your faith. Everything. Watch this. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to show you how Paul wants you to deal with these things that come to your mind. Because the battle is for your mind. The battle is not for your body. Satan ain't trying to get your body. Satan's trying to get your mind. And if he can get your mind, he'll have your body. You with me? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, start at the third verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. So your flesh is not your problem. You can be in a marriage with somebody. I mean, committed and all the other good stuff. But your flesh can be attracted to somebody else. Because your flesh don't know you're married. He's like, whoa. Hey, baby. Those Bugle Boy jeans. You see, your flesh don't care. Your flesh don't care about the commitment. Your flesh just says, And so then you start, your flesh starts liking the person. Wow. Man. Whoa. Now, there is absolutely nothing you can do about your flesh being drawn. Flesh will do whatever it wants. The apostle says in the book of Romans, don't yield your members. That verb there is first person active. What he's saying is you don't allow your spirit mind to yield to what your flesh wants. Now, I told you, God has blessed me. He has blessed me enormously. And I stand in the Acme market in the toy and the candy section, and thoughts run through my mind to steal a Hershey's with almonds, because the point of reference is I used to steal them as a child. Now, come on, you and I both know I don't need to steal $1.50, not at this stage in my life. I make good money as a carpenter. Now, where does that come from? It's my socialization. It's in my unconscious mind. My unconscious mind wasn't saved. My soul was. My unconscious mind is still as rotten as all get out. Because that's where all them bad thoughts come. God did me wrong. A pastor did me wrong. And I said, you know what? I ain't got to take this. I said, by God, I've had enough. And I started coming up with ways to get him back. Now, my first way was to buy him some oranges and get a hypodermic needle and put some Drano in the oranges. Now, I'm spirit-filled. Bang. And I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and a mighty burning fire, running on to see what the end going to be. And my mind, why? Because the flesh was not saved. When Paul says to crucify it, do you understand what he's saying? Take it through the process of killing it. Because every single one of you, you might go ooh and ah for what I just said, but if we compared notes, you would make me feel like a baby in kindergarten. But here is the beauty of faith. Faith allows you to recognize that foolishness, then immediately crucify it, say, nope, that's not right. That's not what God wants from me. You are not spared from the imaginations of the flesh, but you are spared from responding to it. You don't have to do it. Hence, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. That takes faith. You thought faith was given to you to get houses and cars. No, it was given to you to keep your flesh under. You can't chase every skirt. You can't chase every pair of britches. They may look good, but bless God, that's not who you're committed to. You're not fighting after the flesh. So stop binding the devil. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Yes, the Lord does rebuke him. You can say that. I bind you to what? With what? How? For what? How are you going to bind him? The Bible says he came up to God and God entertained him. Where you been? Walking up and down the earth, back and forth. He said, have you considered Job? That's his name. It ain't Job. You don't go to a Job on Monday. You go to a Job. But in your mind, you think it's Job. Job would be J-O-B-E. And Satan said, you got a hedge around him. What does that tell you? That he tried. And here's what your God says. I'm going to move the hedge. Here's the question. Are you walking in faith so God can move your hedge? What would happen if he moved your hedge? Would you stop coming to church and backslide? Would you give up your Christian experience and testimony because God moved your hedge? God's been moving my hedge every month in 2017. I'm so glad when 2018 comes, I hope my hedge gets put back. But at least now I know I can function without it. I've sown enough tears in 2017 to make up for all the times I didn't cry up until then, from 1987 when I was born to 2017. That math is bad, isn't it? It is time now to reap in joy. But how will you ever know that you can stand unless your hedge has been moved? Who in here has had their hedge moved last year? Well, look at you. Look at you. You're still standing. Apparently, God has told you something. You don't need that hedge in order to stand. Just lean on me, not on your hedge. I can move your hedge, but you're still standing. In fact, sit down. Listen. In fact, the Bible doesn't even say God put Job's hedge back. It said he moved it. And then at the end, he gave him twice as much. It never said. Now, wait a minute now. See, we're my pragmatic people. I'm preaching to my pragmatic people now. The pragmatic person says, if he gave you twice as much, then apparently that hedge was in the way. You can't expand until you have some trouble. Your faith can't grow until you have a trial. So God moved the hedge. Let me have some tribulation. Let me have some test so my faith will get stronger.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.